You, of course, are listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Let's check the marketplace with Jackie Bakes. She's at Stuart Peterson right here in Champaign County. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about the marketplace. It turned lower. This is the second day in a row now in the grains and the oil seeds. What's happening?
Well, I think, you know, you have to really take a world look if you want to digest what's going on. You know, you and I have talked often about the impact of the dollar on the export business. We hit a 7-year high against the Japanese yen today. In other words, a 365 bushel of corn, these 14 corn is actually 426 to them before delivery. For these 15, a 407 bushel of corn is 475. That's a 16.7% increase over par. In other words, they were even with us at the beginning of 2014. And they were also our number one buyer in 13-14. You take that and you add on the fact that there was a report this morning that for the first time in 12 years, we're going to see wheat actually imported into the U.S. from France. And, you know, wheat has been the supporter of corn as we've been going through this entire thing that since October. And, you know, you see some profit-taking set in. On the bean side, you know, we see meal coming into the U.S. from Argentina, both in the Gulf and the East Coast. We got talk that there's going to be meal sales on the books that we've sold to the EU, now moving to South America. None of that is good news for us, and we also found out today that China's actually buying corn from South Korea because we're too high. You know, we've lost or we're losing some of our freight advantage, and especially out of the Pacific Northwest, due to the dollar and due to rail issues, you know. And so we have a lot of things that are making it very difficult for anybody to find something to jump up and down and be excited about. So a quiet news day. It's always easier to go up or go down than it is to go up. And when January once couldn't stay above that 100-day moving average on beans, it just kind of imploded on itself.
How far have we dropped in the soybean pit?
As far as January beans go, is
mm-hmm.
that what you're asking me?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we had a high of what was it? Oh gosh, a roux here. 1066 and 1086 and a quarter, excuse me, on the 12th. And in 1 week, we are now at 1004 and three quarters. So 82 cents, about, approximately, in just 1 week's time. So it is certainly a lot easier to go down than it is to go up in any of those markets. We've given back about 26 cents on the 26 cents on the corn market. Those are scary numbers is what they are. And, you know, it's just not a surprise. And then you look at the exports. You know, we've got a lot of our competitive export countries picking up business. China imports of beans have dropped 34% to us from mid-October to November 6th. Even though we've had impressive numbers, we're down 34% from where we were before. China imports a new crop corn are down 250% over last year since September. Since the start of the new crop year, and Japan corn imports have dropped 78% in the last month. So, you know, all of that starts to catch up with you, but that kind of thing gets into the news, you know, and traders see that. You know, even if I think a lot of guys are saying, well, did this rally buy some corn acres? Nobody knows that for sure till we get next year, but, you know, they may just look at that as having been the possibility.
It sounds to me as if you're making a case, especially for beans, that the crop that is now in the bin should be sold. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm definitely making that case, and the crop that isn't in the bin for next year should most definitely be hedged. There's no two ways about it. I mean, when you look at, we fell below $10 today. We actually closed at $9.92.5 on November beans, and if indeed we do pick up the acres, and I'm not certain we're going to, but that doesn't make a difference. Being certain or not being certain is not risk management. Risk management is saying it's likely that that's what's going to happen. And therefore, you know, if any producer is sitting out there knowing that he's going to increase his bean acres for this next year, he better be protecting himself. Because if he's thinking it, there's a lot of other people that are thinking it too. And so, and you know, if you just look at the Brazilian situation, you know, sure, we just lost, what, 1 million metric tons in the estimates? That's still 5 million metric tons higher than they produced last year. So it still puts more beans available to the market. And so I think one of the things that's laying in the background, you know, with South America is just that the whole U.S. dollar thing doesn't really encourage them to sell beans at all, because as the real goes down and the dollar goes higher, their price is based on the dollar. They're paid in their local currency. They're getting more for their beans in contrast to us. And so, but someday that crop is going to come to the market. In fact, I think it's ironic. They caught 200 trucks yesterday, Todd, smuggling beans across the border into Brazil to try and avoid paying the 35% tax. And so you know what's happening is the old crop bean crop is getting smaller in Argentina but getting larger in Brazil. So, you know, no matter where it goes to from South America, it's going to have to come to the market at some point in time. And so, you know, it's very interesting. I thought what was interesting this week, too, is that Brazil's bean crop is actually planted at a 63% level, and that's the average of 63% for this time of the year. They're behind on their full crop corn. They're at 67%. Normally, they're 74%. But the thing down there is, you know, the big question, we thought we were going to lose a lot of double crop corn because of the late bean planting, which we may still lose some. But the pricing is what made a difference. When the new crop corn, when you look at July, and any time that you have July crawling back up above their break-even levels, because that's all they care about is July. They don't care about December. They're in Mato Grosso this week in American dollars. It was back to 290 to 330. That pretty much covers costs plus some money to be made. So, and if the real continues to weaken against the dollar, you know, basically all the encouragement in the world is there for them to continue to plant.
I suppose the good news is they're also building infrastructure to handle some of that, so maybe it will stay domestic as opposed to be exported.
Oh, that's the great news, yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's a reflection of the toll roads that they have down there. The government's actually promoting more corn-based ethanol plants. They figure four new plants are going to be built in either the center to the west region of Brazil this year. We currently have two corn ethanol plants in Mato Grosso and one that's in the process of being built in Mato Grosso do Sul. So they're being proactive, and they're anticipating a larger crop, but also building in the need. Now, that cuts into us, too, because, you know, they have been one of our best buyers of ethanol. And so we've already experienced a great deal of loss on that side, but again, you hear some people saying, oh, ethanol is what's going to get us through everything. Well, by the time they complete a thing, maybe it won't be for this year, but for next year, it's certainly going to be have an impact. And so I think it's really important. Option strategies are just something that can be used to give you opportunity to have some of your upside open and still have protection to the downside. And I just think that that's the way to go, because there's too many questions in this market as to where we're going to end up with acres. What's the weather going to be? You know, but we still have to manage our risk.
Hey, thanks for joining us this afternoon, for being with us last night in Clinton, Illinois, for our Will Ag panel. By the way, if you want to schedule one of those, give Dave or Dickie, myself, a call. We'd be glad to do that. And for being there next week on Monday for our Farm Assets Conference. Looking forward to that
really?
One, too.
Yep, really looking forward to it. Really enjoyed Clinton last night. It's always great to be on a panel with other guys, and we don't always agree, but we are very respectful and courteous about it to each other, and I think we all learn from each other, and that's the really neat part.
Hey, thanks so much. You have a good afternoon. We'll talk to you later.
You too.
Of course,
bye-bye.
Is Jackie Vake. She's with Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County.